And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're not in the 97.3 Fan Studios. We are at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach for their big 4th of July Cell-a-thon. It's a great event. It's our San Diego County Ford dealers live remote here. I've got a great crowd already assembled here at Mossy Ford. It's easy to find. Come on down. Just I-5 at Grand Garnet or on Mission Bay Drive here. It's so easy to find. Just a block off the freeway. Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. Come on down. We have tons of prizes to give away. And, of course, that great Shimano casting contest. And the one and only Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks is here, too. We're going to be talking kayak fishing, bluefin tuna, yellowfin tuna, and more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're live here at Mossy Ford on 97.3 The Fan. What a great day and what an awesome live Ford, you know, dealership show that we do. I really enjoy all these. Lots of fun casting contests going on, and what a perfect spot here at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach.
Yeah, and the Mossy people here are so accommodating. Every 4th of July weekend, we're here at Mossy Ford. Owen Mossy and all the management here, very, very cooperative. We sure appreciate them hosting this big event, the San Diego County Ford Dealers Live Remote, our fourth annual, this is the second one of the four
there
that we're
going
to be doing this summer, and man, it's going to be fun. So we did a little different twist today on the casting contest.
I love these.
You come down to the Shimano casting contest. We have Grant is a cast master, and then Dave's his assistant, So what we have is we have the hula hoop game today.
Yep.
So if you you choose what you want to cast to, black or red, and you cast with, by the way, the brand new Corrado DC.
Oh, cool.
I put a brand new Corrado DC out there with Power Pro version 2 Super 8 Slick.
My favorite.
50 pound on it, and that's what you're casting on that. Or the CI4 spinning reel, either
nice.
Or, whatever you cast. And you cast to either or, red or black. You get your points, and then you draw a card. If you shoot for red, you draw a red card, you get the points. If you shoot for red, you draw a black card, you get 0 points.
Yeah, it's game
so
of
it's
chance.
Kind of a little game of chance.
I like
and,
it.
And a game of strategy, too. Some guys say, well, I'm going to put two in the red and two in the black, and then I'm guaranteed 2 points. Either way.
But is two going to be enough?
But it's, you don't
I
know
like
that.
It. Yeah,
you
I
don't
like
know
it.
That. So that's what's going on. Plus, we have, did you see the array of giveaways we have for everybody today? AFCO clothing. We have Nomad Lures. We have all kinds of Nomad lures.
Chuck
there,
Norris,
Buffalo.
DTX Minnows.
Yeah,
we got all the,
yeah.
Yeah, all the fall
we
jigs.
We have lots of Shimano flat fall jigs. We have Colt Sniper jerk baits. We have Colt Sniper jigs. Just a lot of great stuff out there. AFCO belt and, of course, an AFCO bait net. So lots of stuff. Tommy P and Cowboy are giving it away here. And also you register. What else is going on there?
Rick? Well, yeah, I mean, as far as what's going on today, we've just got a – it's a really fun day to come down and join in the fun. We talked about the casting contest that's going on. You want to talk about some rad prizes that we're giving away today in our casting contest. Everybody that participates is going to have a shot at winning one of these great prizes, including a Shimano rod. Another giveaway that we're going to be doing is a trip for two on the San Diego and – a Nomad and Shimano lure package.
That
so, I mean,
Nomad and Shimano lure package is worth well over $200.
Oh, no, so, no doubt. Yeah, it's all hand-picked stuff. And, you know, the way we do it is the winner gets to take his first choice of
right.
all those three prizes, and then second and then third. But obviously there's some great ones with the trip for two in the San Diego, the Nomad lure and Shimano lure pack, Shimano casting rod. And then, as always, the winner of the casting contest is going to qualify for the big grand prize. And obviously we've been talking about it before, but what a prize that is. In addition to the winner of the casting contest, every single person that is in attendance today is going to be eligible to win that great eligible for a chance to win that great trip. And when you come in, just see Cowboy, see Tommy P, put your name in the box. And at the end of the show today, we're going to draw one random draw, and then the winner of the casting contest will each be eligible for the great grand prize and one of those big eight qualifiers. Our grand prize this year is a trip for one on the Royal Star. It's a fly-down, fly-back, long-range trip for Mazatlan in January. It includes round-trip tickets from LAX to Mazatlan and Alaska Airlines. We're going to draw one of the qualifiers at the end of the show today. Obviously, you do have to be present to be one of those big qualifiers. And of all the things, too, the eight prizes we give away are just all killer. We have that trip on the Blackjack where you're going to get your own charter out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Shimano Rods and Reels, Maui Jims. Just every prize in that list is killer. So if you're one of those eight lucky winners, you are stoked.
Yes, you are. And Ron Lane.
Yes,
you're
sir.
Stoked. You're stoked, right?
No, I'm the happiest one.
Yeah, always, right. Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. You guys have been busy.
Busy, and I feel like I'm in the neighborhood.
Yeah,
right
you
here
are.
On Mission Bay.
Yeah, you're halfway between your house and the shop,
that's
right?
That's right, that's right.
Yeah, just go straight to the shop from here and be ready to go and sell those kayaks.
Ready at 9 o'clock.
So what's been going on over there?
Well, you know, it all started with the Fred Hall Show. And we started that fishing mission. It just went crazy. And we finally, you know, ended up the fishing missions with that wonderful trip on the Islander. We all went out fishing, and, oh, man, what a great boat that is. I mean, that crew worked so hard to keep the kayak guys happy.
Speaking of Islander, John Conniff will be our guest tomorrow.
Is that right?
When we're back in the fan studio.
Doesn't he do a great job, Pete? I mean, you had fun on that
trip. Oh, I had so much fun. We had good weather and good fishing, too.
Well, and that was the first time we used the new Outback.
The new Outback.
So here we are on the brand new Outbacks. We got everything was working so perfect. The new bait tanks were, you know, everything was great.
Yeah.
It was absolutely, I haven't sat on a 12-foot kayak that is so user-friendly, so able to, I mean, what do you call that? Fishability, tackle management, plier pockets. It's just everything is so convenient. And to spend all day on the boat again like we did, it just gives you time to get used to a new product, and that one is super exciting. If anybody hearing this hasn't tried the new Outback, come down to the store and demo one.
Yeah.
You won't believe it.
They're pretty awesome. So what is new about the new Outback? Because I like the old Outback. They're both amazing.
Well,
but what's so new about the new Outback?
You know, that's an interesting thing. When they came up with that, Morgan Prominence up at Hobie Cat, who's fished the old Outback, was his favorite boat for years. Yeah. I'm going, hey, Morgan, if you redesign the new Outback, you better not fix something that's not broken.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like our favorite boat.
Yeah.
And so what it is a whole lot of little things. I mean, starting from the bow, the entry to the hatch is a little better. You've got that, you know, naturally the new arc drive reverse on it, the 180 reverse.
That is cool. The turbo fins.
Yeah.
Too.
I last week at Cedros Island, I got my personal best calico up on a boiler rock that if I couldn't have backed out of there, it might have been kind of ugly. But the thing that I noticed about it the most is just the tackle management.
That's
able
cool.
to put, you know, tackle boxes under the
yes.
seat right next to
big
you.
Big hold right in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the catch-all hatch. And, I mean, having the rudder underneath the boat makes it more nimble. It's faster, has a cleaner bow entry
yes.
so you don't splash as much. So no one
yeah.
thing is the big deal.
We're like so far away now from when it started of having the first, you know, fishing kayak and all the garage fab that happened with milk crates and things like, you know, this is just such.
I used to call it garage art.
It's awesome.
You know, every igloo cooler was a bait tank.
Yeah, totally. You know, we're getting to see culmination of just years and years of dedicated fishing kayaks and like, you just don't believe it can get better than it is right now, and yet, you know. But that's the thing. All these team guys were guys that were crazy fish heads that you know, that all hung around the shop, and now they're the guys that are designing these boats. And how lucky are we that, you know, we live in the region that those guys are from and fish. So, I mean,
that's
not
right.
only are these things tailored to fishing, but, I mean, they're tailored to our fishing. They're built by guys that do what we do exactly.
So when you talk about, you know, launching at La Jolla Shores, what a better venue than that.
Right?
Even a rotten day of fishing out there is still you're kayaking in one of the most beautiful areas. That water's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
That fisheries, you know, is so diverse.
Oh yeah.
When I go out there, I just always have a rubber net kind of like, why don't I do this every week?
Yeah, fun. And Fastlane, you guys have just the array of all the accessories that Hobie puts together, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if there was a better kayak, I'd have it at the store.
Right.
Debbie and I are having in November, we're having our 40th anniversary of being in that marina.
Come on.
Yeah, 40
years.
Jeez. And so I'm lucky enough to know all the manufacturers and to be able to just pretty much carry any boat I want. And if there was something better, I'd have it.
Right.
And that new Outback, amazing. And then always the Pro Angler.
The Pro Angler.
I mean, the Pro Angler and the Outback are killing it.
Yeah.
And you know, over the years, with all the innovations and changes that each one of those models has evolved and, like you said, changed.
Yeah.
Like in 2015 when they went to the new kayak seats. I mean, if you haven't tried the new kayak seat.
It's like a lounge chair.
Really. You know, you're in a thing for hours and you go, oh, no. 6 hours? What am I doing? I can get back.
Cool.
You don't realize it because if you're comfortable,
yeah,
it's key.
It's a game. Yeah. It's a game-changing experience on a Hobie kayak versus. I mean, I don't know. I know there's other kayak manufacturers. How do they compete, Ron?
I think a lot of times. Well, you know, when you just want something, you can just go out and buy a kayak. You know,
and
if you don't take the time to shop and really test. And that's a really interesting thing you just said. How do they compete? Probably the uneducated buyer. Mm-hmm. I would say if you haven't demoed a Hobie kayak, don't buy anything until you do.
Yeah.
I mean, because you'll be surprised.
Yeah.
And I have many, many stories of that happening.
Now you have a new one that's much more affordable too, right?
Oh, you know what? That I got to tell you, they did it again. You know, when the patent came off on the original, you know, Mirage Drive, Hobie says, well, let's make one with the original, you know, Mirage Drive on it. And it's $12.99. It's called the Passport. It's only 10.5 feet long, but it's really wide and really stable. And it's made for tall, like Trevor at my store is 6'4". He fits in it.
Wow.
That's cool.
And Ava is 4'11.5", and she fits in it.
She fits in it.
You know, that's cool.
So it's made for everybody.
And inexpensive
and
simple. They've really done a great job. And that's another thing. A lot of those dads out there, they got pro anglers. They want to put one of their kids in a boat for cheap, $12.99, and it's very fishable.
That's cool.
Wow. So much fun. And there's so, and that's what you sell, right? Fun?
Yeah, that's my job.
Stand-up paddle boards and kayaks. That's and then, of course, Salty Crew clothing. You're kind of the headquarters for Salty Crew.
That
kind of? You are.
You know what? And Jared's kind of stepped it up on the technical stuff. That stuff that you wear fishing. And man, that's some good stuff. And we got a huge amount of it in there.
We just got a new load of those new tech shirts, and they're so comfy to wear. Yeah. Like sun protection, very light, and it's nice when you're leaving in the morning and it's a little chilly out, you got long sleeves on, but then as soon as it gets hot and you're casting lures all day, you don't get hot, you don't get sweaty. He's did such a good job, man.
And it's kind of a crossover from a T-shirt and a real shiny.
Agreed. Exactly. You still look normal when you're walking into the store to buy your ice before you go fishing.
That's right.
It's not giant loud. I really like them.
And I tried the one that has the face shield in the side, and I like that thing because it builds up a little warmth around your neck for those mornings when you're going out, and then you can peel it off real easy.
Yeah. Well, the Salty Crew has really done a great job, and Jared, of course, those of you who don't know, that's Ron's son, and he created that whole brand. And the captain, Seth, of the Maui Jim boat that I was fishing on in Hawaii, he had a Salty Crew hat on. Did you see that when I shot you that picture?
Yeah, I did.
I was like, look at that. Yeah, cool. So that's his. He told me that was his lucky hat.
Clearly the luck
it
was
worked.
Working.
It worked out okay. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today here at Mossy Ford and Pacific Beach. Come on down. We're giving away a ton of great prizes. And, of course, we have the Shimano Casting Contest going in full swing here where you have a chance to go fishing on the Royal Star on Alaska Airlines. That's going to be such a great, great trip and a fun time here at Mossy Ford. And they have the big sell-a-thon here. They have guys that are open right now. They have guys ready to take you on test drives and show you the great sell-a-thon deals that are going on for this 4th of July.
You got it, man. And it's such an easy one to get to. Just come down the 5. We're on Mission Bay Drive right in between Grand and Garnett. Couldn't be an easier location. Whether you're coming from above or below, it's very easy to get to us here at Mossy Ford. And we want you to come join us. If you want to be here this morning, step up to the microphone. Just see the cowboy. He's the guy with the cowboy hat on. Let him know that you'd like to stand up to the mic and ask a question. And if you do, what a prize we're giving away today. One lucky person that steps up to the mic at the end of today's show is going to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. This is the Piahis. That is our single most popular fishing glass
that we sell
at Fisherman's Landing. Yeah, the Piahi. This particular one is a really nice pair, too. It's the matte black rubber frame with that killer blue Hawaii lens and that awesome super thin Maui Jim glass. A really, really great prize. So, again, if you want to get your shot at those Maui Jims, step up to the microphone, see the cowboy, or if you want to give us a call this morning, you're on your way down here to Mossy Ford. We want to hear from you. Give us a call on the fan. We'd like to talk to you this morning. If you got a question for Ron, our phone number 833-288-0973. Adam is standing by right now to grab your call. Again, 833-288-0973, the number here to join us on the fan. And when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Lots of your questions, lots of great times. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar of the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Lanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Lanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Lanero.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
Do they have enough to really stay in this
race? Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Again, we're live here at Mossy Ford, Pacific Beach, having a great time. Show is rolling. Already a great crowd going. Casting contest going to full swing. You need to be down here,
yeah,
man. Today's going to be a good day.
So for those of you that aren't familiar with how we work here, so when you get down here, you go see the Cowboy and Tommy P, get yourself a raffle ticket, and then also get into the random drawing. So there's two things you need when you get here. The raffle ticket to win one of those great prizes like Nomad Lures, Shimano Colt Snipers, Shimano Flat Falls. We have AFCO clothing. We have a lot of great stuff over there. AFCO bait net, belt. We have a grand prize, $169 membership to fishdope.com.
Oh, get out of here.
For the random drop there,
$169. You know, I think there's more lures on that table than what's at most fishing stores right now.
Yeah, got a bunch. And then, of course, there's two ways to qualify for the grand prize here. The one's by random draw, which is when you enter that we're going to pick at 9 o'clock. You must be present. At 9 o'clock, we're going to pick one random draw winner at 9 o'clock to be entered in to be one of 8 qualifiers to win that trip on the Royal Star down the fly-down, fly-back trip that I'm going on in January. And that's going to be on you'll fly down out of LAX to Mazatlan nonstop on Alaska Airlines, and we want to thank our people at Alaska Airlines. Doug over there has done a great job of helping us and supporting us here on this event. And then also we're giving away a trip on the Blackjack. We're giving away Shimano rods and reels and Maui Jim sunglasses. So if you are one of the 8 qualifiers, either by random draw or winning the casting contest today, you're going to win something pretty fabulous. So that's a pretty cool deal there for sure. So let's get things rolling here. Eric from Poway is here at Mossy Ford. Eric, thanks for coming down. Do we have Eric around?
Eric's making his way up here.
There he is. Thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford today. Appreciate that.
What's up, Eric?
Oh, not much. Just working on my boat, getting it all ready. I put a new sonar on there. It's a Garmin. It's got the side scan. It's really nice. And I've used it in the bay. It looks great, you know, going under the docks. But how would you use your side scan sonar, you know, if you were out in the open ocean? Would it be worth using, or what would be the settings? I mean, you can go, you know, a little bit out to the side each on each side.
So on the side scan from a fixed transducer like that, the image of bottom contour and bait is definitely better in a shallower water scenario. But, I mean, there's no reason that you can't, you know, find bait schools with it. I know guys that have had very good success, you know, saying that they'll sometimes see bait and things like that to the sides of their boat. It's best used in shallow water where you can get good detail of structure that's attached to the bottom. But by all means, I mean, as far as settings go, I don't have that particular unit being a Simrad guy, but I'm sure that, you know, I'm sure that a good, you know, internet tutorial probably exists out there. And, you know, there's no replacement for just trial with your electronics. Seeing something and then being able to catch something, or seeing something on the screen and then get to eyeball it and trying to make those associations. And, man, it wouldn't even hurt just to have a notepad and just to kind of jot things like down. It'll put you in a good frame of mind of, you know, remembering like, hey, man, when I saw this on that, you know, on my structure scan, on my down scan, that this is what the payoff was.
Yeah, and that's important, you know, because things look different on every meter and
totally.
Everywhere, and there's so many different settings that when you get on a tuna school, say, or any kind of school, make sure you look at your meter and see what it looks like on there, so that when you run it over, that's what you can identify. Oh, that's a school of tuna. That's a school of 15 pounders or 20 pounders or 50 pounders or something like that. But yeah, what Ricky was saying, you know, the side scan sonar that the big boats have is a very different animal than that. In that they have domes that actually go down from the boat. They drop it down, and it's a true side scan that can go several hundred feet around the boat, versus like what you have is kind of a close by that says a 100 feet or something like that. But the actual, I'm not sure about the Garmin, but I know that like the Simran side scan is maybe effective within 50 feet, something like that.
Yeah, I think they're best used for identifying structure that's out to the side of your boat. But again, I'm sure you can pick up bait and things like that, and you know, just keep that mental. You know, if you put yourself in that mode of like I'm going to get used to using that meter. I don't know how the Garmin is, but I would suspect it's probably similar. Like on our Simrad unit, once you've run something over with the touchscreen, you can go back on your screen and relook at it. So if you drove over a good looking mark on your meter, and the next thing you know, you got a jig strike and you caught some yellowfin tuna, man, scroll backwards and just take a little snapshot with your phone, and you know, put that little catalog together, and you can really start to put a picture like, well, this is what tuna looks like on my meter. And then maybe the next time you go, you turn your gain and your sensitivity up a little bit more, and it marks a little better, or it doesn't mark as good. You know, you can really start to dial it in that way. But man, scrolling backwards, quick snapshot of your phone, you can shorten the learning curve real fast and get that thing dialed in for where the fishing you're doing.
Thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford. Appreciate that very much. Hey, Mark and Santee is here. Mark, you're next up here at Mossy Ford. And while Mark's stepping up to the mic, I got to ask Ron. You know, the Hobie guys have put together a package with Lowrance, and now they have on the kayak some amazing Lowrance equipment that you can see
I've been using it all year. The thing I found with the structure scan, they call it,
right,
on the new Pro Anglers and the new Outbacks, they have the Guardian. The Guardian lowers down so that transducer can get that shot sideways. And when I'm
and they have the structure scan on those Lowrance.
That's right.
Which is
and
similar.
What you said is
about.
Exactly right. So all year I've been kind of practicing looking at it, taking pictures, like you said. And I'm starting to really see where I can see bait to the side and things
That's
like
great,
that.
That's great, man.
It is. It's a key.
Big time.
And I think that learning it is really key. I mean, you have to use it and then purpose to take a picture and go, what was that? Did I see? And then go back and check. Now, when you come in the beach with a big lens like that, what does the Guardian do? Pulls right up inside the boat so you don't scratch your lens. You don't, you know, if you hit something, it bounces up. It's a fantastic little kayak.
Yeah,
thing.
That's pretty cool. And that's only available on the Pro
Anglers and Outbacks.
Oh, it's on the Outbacks now.
I fished an Outback all year on the fishing missions just to figure that out.
The Guardian.
My impression of those things was like you go to a hamburger place, you look at the picture, I want a hamburger like that. They never look like that.
Yeah.
You ever notice the box?
Yeah,
looks like the box.
Right.
And I want one that looks like, you know, no. Yeah. You have to learn it. And that's the hard thing. But it is a key and it's a tool. When we came back from the fuel dock after surfing that day on your boat, you said, you know, there was an old broken pier over here. Let's see if we, and sure enough,
there it showed
40
up.
Feet out, we saw it laying on the bottom. And Pete and I, both our eyes lit up, and we go, wow. That works.
That's so cool.
So we should have took a picture of that.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Mark, thanks for coming down.
What's up, Mark?
Good morning. I got a question for Ron. What's the biggest fish that you've seen caught off a kayak? And did it take you for a ride?
Yeah, well, I have seen some big fish caught on a kayak. One of my clients caught a 72-pound white sea bass.
Oh, my God.
The thing had a bigger waist than I did, you know, and that's getting bigger every year. Anyway, personally, at Cedros Island, fishing with Jeff Mariani on kayaks, I had a 5 over 30-pound yellowtail morning. Some were up even more, you know. And go for a ride, yeah, we're fishing in a group, cast out, and boom, I'm on, you know, and I look at the guys, see you guys, yeah, and you go for a ride. And I got to tell you, fishing with bass gear for big yellowtail on a kayak, so much fun. Yeah. You don't really, it's kind of easier than on a skiff because you're not really bringing that fish to the kayak, you're bringing the kayak to the fish.
And it actually acts almost like a drag system, too, because the fish has to drag the kayak around, right?
It
go
really
on a
does.
Sleigh ride. It's so
well,
much fun.
Well, it makes somebody, you know, a little bit better of a fisherman because you don't break off, you don't over-tighten because you have a little bit of flex there.
I fished off a kayak, but I didn't have the pedal con. I had a regular kayak. And
oh, yeah, that's old school.
Fun time.
Yeah. Thank you.
No,
right.
Thanks. Good question.
All right, next up, Matt from La Mesa. Matt is here, one of our regulars here at the, always supporting our Let's Talk Hookup San Diego County 4-Dealer Live remotes here. Thanks
hey,
for
Matt.
Coming down, Matt.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Ron, question. When it comes to halibut on kayaks, especially big halibuts, what's the easiest way to subdue them? I know on the sport boat, you can just kind of clock them over the head.
Yeah, bless you, buddy.
But if you've got a 30-pounder sitting in your lap.
No, not in your lap.
What's the easiest way?
He'll end up in the boat. You'll end up out of the boat.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, no. You know, that's a really great question. And I had that same question for one of my fishing guides, a guy named Josh Pruitt. And he was talking about where to gaff the fish and how long you have until it goes ballistic. And I was so amazed that he had so much information on it. The key is a game clip. And that game clip needs to be tied to your kayak so that when you gaff that. And the other thing is keep paddling. As you're pedaling your kayak and that big halibut comes up next to the boat, if you keep moving and don't pull its head out of the water, it'll calm down a little bit. But once you put that gaff in it, it's on. And you need to have an open game clip that's tied to your boat so you can run it right through the gills out the mouth and close it.
And that's like a big carabiner?
That is. Exactly. It is. It's And, I mean, they're pretty reasonable, and people don't understand them. And there is a technique, you know, once you put it through and close it, then you got to open up that reel again and put the clicker on. Otherwise, your whole package may go swimming.
But, right. So, Ron, you sell those
game clips
at Fastlane Kayaks.
Yep.
Let me throw this scenario at you. Okay, let's say you have your big fish, yellowtail, sea bass, halibut, and you have a sea lion on you. Then what do you do?
Negotiate.
Yeah.
No, that's a really great question, and make sure there's nobody around with a cell phone first, because they'll take your picture, and then you'll be the bad guy on social media.
Yeah.
But that question is a really good one, and those things have to be thought out, and you have to be ready. Otherwise, it's just a yard sale.
Yeah.
I mean, because I've talked to clients that have been slapped around just silly on their boats because a little halibut can make you look like a fool.
Yeah.
That's a great question. I wish, you know, and those scenarios come up of actually doing that so few times that you never really get expert at it.
Yeah.
But I've had the opportunity of listening to a lot of good guys, like Larry Lauman is really this old team guy. He's just really great at catching those things. And I think the key is having the right equipment and a game plan.
Yeah.
Thanks, Matt, for coming down.
I also want to give a big shout-out to Rick and Vince down at Fisherman's Landing in the tackle department for setting me up for my all-day trip a week ago Wednesday. Thanks to the hook recommendation, Ricky. I was able to get a 75-pound bluefin tuna.
Nice. Right on, okay, Matt.
What size hook were you using?
1-0 owner. Wow. And 50-pound on a sinker rig.
Okay.
Down, that's down awesome. About 200 feet.
Sweet.
Well, congrats.
Congratulations.
Man.
And what boat were you on?
On the San Diego.
On the San Diego. Nice.
So, and I would say that the numbers right now are not indicative of how much bluefin is out there since it's untouched by the commercial boats. And we ended up with 36 people, only 7 fish, but our group of 3 got 2 out of the 7.
Wow.
That's great, so, buddy. Well, congratulations.
So you're fishing ring or no ring?
Sorry?
Ring or no ring on the hook?
No ring.
No ring. Okay. Very
and,
good.
And greenest, fastest sardine in the tank wins the game.
There you go. All right, Matt.
Nice
well, congratulations.
Going, Matt. Congrats.
Thanks a lot for coming down to Mossy Ford today. All right, let's find out what's going on in the Baja.
You got it, buddy. It's time for the catch report today. That report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers. It's all at the convenient Liberty Station location, or just order online at fishermansprocessing.com. We got the cast man standing by this morning. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, and aloha, Pedro.
Hey, aloha. Hey, cast man, happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, cast.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Yesterday was your birthday. Am I right in my calculations? Yesterday was number 79. Is that true?
Yeah, yep, unfortunately, it is 7-9.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, you're amazing.
That can't be possible.
You're just like you're superhuman. That's all there is to
it. No, but it's amazing. I'm starting to feel it now.
I'm starting to feel it. Jeez.
Yeah, but no, we had a good day. The kid took me out to lunch and had a little get-together, and daughter Becky made me my favorite chocolate cake with vanilla icing on it, and it was nice. Nice day yesterday.
Happy birthday, Cass, man. All right.
Well, thanks, man. But, listen, the things down in Cabo, you know, and the southern Baja, I mean, I can't believe how bad it is. Here we are in July, and the water's still cold. It's green. Of course, they had Hurricane Barbara heading out to the Pacific, which caused a lot of huge surf there, really stirred up the water. Even in Loreto, our charter master there, Danny Talamantes, indicated that they're having the same conditions there. Fishing is really slow. The dorados are getting our little, and the yellowtail are getting our little, and very, very few, he said. So I don't know what to tell you, man. This is a strange year for that southern Baja, and I'm hoping that things turn around. I kept saying this a month ago. It should be turning around any time now, and, you know, getting that nice – good warm blue water in there, and you know, of course, with that going on, then the fish are in there. But I don't have nothing good to report right now for the southern tip of Baja. So that's the poor report for this
week.
Yeah,
all that big tuna just made its way up here.
Yeah, probably. I would imagine they're looking for some good clean water to swim in and warm water. So I'd get out of Dodge too if I was those tuna. But anyway, yeah, that's the report for this week. You know, Pete, we got the Loreto trip in May, which should be a lot of fun. It's going to be over Cinco de Mayo. And, Ricky, we got the El Salto trip January 10 to 14, and that'll be another good group trip. And so anybody wants to get in on some of these Let's Talk Hookups Cast Tours groups, they can give me a call at 800-593-6510 or email at www.casttours.com. And, gosh, I hope I have some better fish reports for you next week.
Indeed. All right, Castman. Appreciate that report, and we will talk to you in your – this is the beginning of your 80th year. So
quit reminding me, Pete.
All right, Castman. Happy birthday once again.
See you, Cass.
And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, boys. Thanks so much.
All right. Hey, Eddie is here from Vista. Eddie came down from Vista. We want to thank all the people. Boy, a lot of people came from long ways away. I know Steve from L.A., Cliff from Lakewood, Don from Woodland Hills is here. A lot of people came a long ways. And thanks, Eddie. You're almost a local, right?
Almost.
Yeah.
Come down here surfing now and then.
There you go.
Fresh back from your Shedros trip, too, Eddie.
Yes, I am.
All right.
It was fun. It wasn't red hot, but we all caught plenty of fish.
Nice big yellows.
That's cool.
Yellowtail, kelp bass, sheep's head. That's my question. I need some ways of cooking sheep's head, if anybody can help me there today.
Boy, I'm not.
I've been looking. I looked on Yanni. Yanni doesn't have Yanni any recipes. He has no recipes. I was surprised.
You know, maybe one of our listeners here can share, or one of our listeners can call a sheephead. But sheephead's kind of like lobster. It's real firm, and I don't think you need to do a lot to it because it's a very delicate, mild fillet. And I personally would do it in a pan, a little olive oil, salt and pepper, and do a lemon caper sauce, little white wine, lemon, caper, and just do it in a pan, saute it, and it's delicious. Very mild, very firm fillets.
That sounds good.
That beats anything I would have said. That sounds good to me.
And healthy, too. That's like my wife Wally's recipe,
Thank you, Pete. Thanks for sponsoring the trip.
All right. I'm glad you had fun. That was our Let's Talk Hookup Sagero sport fishing trip. And, you know, I talked to Steve Paisel about it and Roger, and they just said everything was taken care of by Rosie. Rosie just did such a great job taking care of everything from the flight down out of CBX in Tijuana. You don't know more Ensenada stuff. You don't have to do that anymore. Just such an easy game. And Sagero sport fishing, their lodge is amazing.
It is. Yeah. And it was worthwhile just to see those giant anchovy schools.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you guys are saying.
Lots of bait around, right?
Oh, my.
City block size schools of bait.
Yes.
Like raining.
Yes. I've got video. It sounds like it's raining.
Yeah.
So cool.
You realize how incredible our west coast of here is and how prolific it is here, or even up to Alaska. How much bait there is and such like that. When you go to a place like Kona, where I just was in Hawaii, there's zero bait there. There is nothing. It's like the dead ocean. You don't see any birds hardly. You don't see any bait. It's just amazing. Yeah. I mean, how fish find that place, I don't know. But they do. Yeah. Not in huge quantities. But it's no wonder that our fishery here on the West Coast is so prolific with all that bait source. Yeah, for sure. Hey, Eddie, thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford. Appreciate that.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Captain Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and cruise with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations, so let's go fishing.
The Western Outdoor News Big Fish Challenge is back again for 2019. It lasts all summer long, and every time you go fishing, you can win. Fish when you want, as often as you want. There are 6 fish categories, and a low entry fee of just $10 per category. Or why not go all in and enter all 6 categories for only $40? Check onebigfish.com for complete details and to enter today. You can win both weekly tackle prizes and the grand prize in each category you enter. $30,000 in cash and prizes are up for grabs. Anyone can win as long as you enter. Categories include Bonito and Barracuda, Yellowtail, White Sea Bass, Halibut, Tuna, and Ling Cod. Big Fish wins in each category each week. Simply take your fish to one of the many weigh stations, upload your photo, and your catch is in. It's all sponsored by Mercury Outboards. Enter now at onebigfish.com. You're going fishing anyway, so why not enter and win? Check Western Outdoor News each week and be sure to enter at onebigfish.com today.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others. Share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last three decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I think people think these athletes are like...
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. We're live here at Mossy Ford, Pacific Beach, San Diego, having a great time and talking fishing with Ron Lane.
Yeah, indeed. And we have our Shimano casting contest going on full swing. Mr. Dave has got the chalkboard, and Grant's being the spotter today doing that. We have Arnie and Tommy and the Cowboy doing prize giveaways and a lot more. Great crowd assembled here at Mossy Ford. Easy to find. Come on down. Still plenty of time to get in on the drawing to win that trip on the Royal Star and Alaska Airlines, as well as a trip on the Blackjack and a lot more. We have a lot of great goodies to give away there from AFCO and Nomad and also Colt Snipers from Shimano, and lots of good stuff there. So you want to check that out down here at Mossy Ford, just off the I-5 freeway, Mission Bay Drive, Garnet Grand Exit. Just come on down here. You can't miss it. Easy parking around on the streets here. Mossy Ford, they have the 4th of July Cellathon still going on this weekend. There's some great deals on Ford cars and trucks. This is the time to buy. You know,
no doubt,
when you want to get a great deal, they have this beautiful Raptor here. Beautiful, I don't know what color blue that is, but that's a good-looking truck right there that is right here. The beautiful Raptor here and a lot more. Great inventory here at Mossy Ford and PB. Come on down. Check it out. Let's go to Robert from Cardiff is here. Robert, thanks for joining us here. Robert Dean. That's you. Step up to the mic there, Robert. You're up here. Let's talk hookup.
Guys, Robert. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
I have one question for Ron. It may have already been answered. I've been down to your shop there a few times. Got a lot of beautiful kayaks. They're all great, all those Hobies. What is your best seller? I'm just curious.
Well, it's funny. It's kind of ironic. Our best seller is the inflatable I-11.
I see.
And it took me by surprise. And, you know, with how...
I'm not surprised. That's a great kayak.
Oh, no, they go fast.
Yeah.
It's one of the fastest. It's also one of the most nimble. But when you think about all the apartments and maybe, you know, limited area to keep a kayak, this inflatable, you know, will blow up in 4.5 minutes.
Blow up and show up.
Blow up and show up. And it'll also, you know, go back into the bag. It actually fits back into the bag it comes with, which is kind of... unusual for an inflatable anything.
Yeah.
Try putting a pool back in the bag again.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, but there's so many people that are using them on boats, in RVs, because they don't take up a lot of room. But that's our number one seller. And then it's now that new Outback is number two.
I was going to say, I got to look at the new back down there, I was wowed. I was going, wow, this thing's beautiful. Just the right size, I think.
Yeah, it's been a hot seller for us. Now, did you get a chance to get in it? Did you demo it?
I didn't demo it. I was right there looking at it, and I've got a really great 14-foot PA, professional angler. I've got
there
that,
you
so
go.
You know,
the
I'm good
pro
to go.
Angler. Well, you're spoiled already.
Yeah.
The pro angler's my
boat.
Personally, the pro angler 14 is my favorite boat.
Yeah.
Stable,
stable,
fast, and comfortable. How about that chair?
The chair is great. I'd rather have that in my house than
how many,
the TV.
That chair probably costs more than the chair in my TV, but I watch TV in. Yeah. But that particular chair, I've literally been in it, and I broke my record a couple of years ago. You know, it was over 12 hours.
Wow.
You know, yeah, I was.
And
kinda,
you can stand up on the pro angler too. That's the other thing.
You know, that is a good thing, and all the kids love standing up, kind of doing those really. You know, fancy casts, and me, I just keep moving.
Yeah.
Keep moving. Keep pedaling.
That's cool.
But I do stand up every once in a while.
Yeah. Okay, guys, thanks.
Thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford. Appreciate that. Let's jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, the phones are getting packed up. Again, if you want to get your chance to get through, talk to Adam, 833-288-0973. Let's talk to John. He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hey, good morning. Okay, so let's say I'm a guy that's got an older Outback, like a 2015, and I want to upgrade. And let's say that price is no object. So why would I pick a Pro Angler or the new Outback, one over the other?
You know, when you pick a kayak, it has a lot more to do with where you're storing it, how you're transporting it, and, you know, Hobie's tried to make those things easy on you. So I've literally had customers that were driving Priuses that we put Pro Angler 14s on, and it's a crack up. We've got the ability to put these big kayaks on most any car or in them or around. You know, we have trailers for them. But that is really a good question. Now, when I'm picking a boat, when I'm going to be using a boat for a year, like this year I wanted to try that new Outback to see if all those little changes they made were worth it. Well, I was really amazed. I could not believe how comfortable that boat is. The new Outback over the old Outback has been improved in about every little point. Steering, tackle management, the seat is wider on the bottom, so it makes it easier to turn around when you get into the bait tank. Just lots of little things make a big deal. And now, but judging the new Outback to the Pro Angler 14, that's still, the Pro Angler 14 still has the most comfortable seat. It tracks beautifully. It's very nimble because that rudder's underneath it. So that is really a tough call. I think the other things like storage, transportation come in as, you know, in that decision. I hope that helped, John.
I think there again is the beauty of buying something from a place like Ron's is when you're serious about making those decisions, you get to get in them, and it's more than just looking at it and deciding. But you know, they got guys that are going to help you figure out how to load it in the car, and well, maybe this is too big, or way more importantly, you'll put them in the water and go pedal them around. And,
that's true, Ricky. That's the point. And we had customers in yesterday that wanted two of something. Well, how do they transport?
Right.
We just backed their car up and stuffed a bunch of boats.
But you
in
also
it.
Have the transport issues with all kinds of different rack systems too. Fastlane.
Well, and not only rack systems are great, but now they have little cheater bars that'll go on the side, so you lift up one half of the kayak at a time.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got videos of Ava putting on a compass on her little. You know, her little Camry.
Wow.
And then, you know, we've got a picture of that Prius. I filmed the thing of me putting a Pro Angler on a Prius.
On a Prius. I think that's pretty cool.
I think my favorite story you ever told was the two I-11s inside of a smart car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was my favorite one that you ever
Said, well, the guy said, I'll take as many as will fit in this car.
We got two of them in there.
We had to make it fit.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Don came all the way down from Woodland Hills. Thanks for coming down on this 4th of July weekend, Don, from Woodland Hills. Always great to have you.
Morning, Don.
It's always great to be here. Thanks for the show today.
Thank you.
Brought my best catch, my wife, Kathy.
From Woodland Hills. Hi, Kathy. Thanks for coming down.
Kathy the Keeper.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you know, I was looking at my reels after I had taken them in to have them serviced by Shimano, and they do always an excellent job. And I got thinking that a couple of my Talikas have Spectra on it that's pushing 10, maybe even 12 years old if they've been around that long. So my question is, should I really be looking at changing out the Spectra just like you would do, you know, monofilament every year, but Spectra, is there a lifespan that you really need to start considering?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Wow.
I don't think that you need to change Spectra until there is a reason to change it. Like the shelf life is still definitely good after 10 years, but you know, one, there will be things that when your Spectra gets old, sometimes you fished a sinker rig bait that was 200 yards off your reel and the hook got in it sideways and it came twisting its way all the way back in, and so the line, you know, now the line's got more twist in it than you'd like. And sometimes I would say the biggest negative that we see in older Spectra is sometimes it gets like, we call it gummy, or it gets a little bit sticky and it doesn't want to come off the reel as nice as it would. That won't affect the strength of it. If you hooked a fish, you would still have all the strength there. But what it's not going to do is it's not going to cast as nice. When your bait is trying to swim line off your spool, the Spectra is mm-hmm. going to stick to itself a little bit more and your bait's not going to swim as good. So as far as the strength, at least so far, there doesn't really seem to be a shelf life that we've run into. I mean, as crazy as it sounds, we've had Spectra around for close to 20 years now, and it still has all the strength that it needs, but, you know, there's other factors that may warrant you changing it just for better effectiveness of fishing your baits.
What about the technology? It's not the same Spectra now, is it? Are they manufacturing it different?
Yes and no. Like, the product is there, but now there's new, you know, always, just like you say with technology, there's things that change. There's hollow Spectras, and now they start to build line. Instead of using 4 strands to make it, they'll use 8 strands or 12 strands or 16 strands.
But the actual fiber is still the same. It's still a Spectra fiber.
Yes.
But PowerPro Hollow Ace, for example, is a 16-strand, mm-hmm. 16-strand carrier. Super 8 Slick has 8 strands.
I got some new Spectra on one of my reels, and all of a sudden I cast it, and I went, oh, that was me?
Hey, so, Ron, before you leave, do yourself a favor. Go cast that Shimano Corrado DC. It has 50-pound PowerPro Super 8 Slick version 2. The line and the reel are two sensational casting pieces there.
One thing I did to my reels, Don, I made the switch. All my bigger reels, anyways, you know, call it from something I'd fish 40 or 50 pound and above, I went to all hollow Spectra, and I would say probably every 2 or 3 years, I change the top 100 yards of it. Not at all for strength reasons, but just for that. I get rid of the twist. I get rid of any little thing, and if you're only changing the top 50 yards or 100 yards, the cost is a lot lesser, but that line just comes off the reel so much nicer. And you know, if you're going on a big 15-day trip, it's a fraction in cost compared to what, you know, everything else, the investment, and just knowing that your bait's going to be fishing good. Every tangle that you got in with guys, that's usually always in that top section of the line. So I figured the bottom is still totally good to go, but I'll change out that little top.
And that's the advantage of using Hollow Ace, is that you can just do a simple splice. It's an easy thing, and you don't even know it's there.
Yeah, I saw that done. Johnny over at Market Next did that on one of mine, and I go, wow, I went and bought one of those needles. I haven't done it yet, but
that is
great.
Don, thanks for coming down all the way from Woodland Hills and bringing your lovely wife. Thanks a lot for coming down with us.
Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting out there. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN HD1 San Diego, Radio.com Sports Station.
Hi, I'm catcher Austin Hedges of the San Diego Padres.
The Padres play here.
2-0 Padres. RBI double. Austin Hedges, a 6-game hitting streak.
And you're listening to the home of the Padres, 97.3 The Fan.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength length boat, probably overbuilt. But that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H, and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When you want next-level electronics for your boat, choose Simrad. With so many market-changing innovations like the Halo 24, which revolutionizes radar by offering an almost real-time view and ultimate in collision avoidance. With Simrad Halo 24 radar, you can identify hazards in an instant with Velocity Track Doppler technology. For the ultimate display, in-the-know anglers have upgraded to the NSS Evo 3 high-definition touchscreen with GPS echo sounder and wireless connectivity. It's perfect for center consoles or large sport fishers. Complete your package with the AP44 autopilot for hydraulic steered outboard and stern drive vessels. With full color display and rotary control dial, this is the autopilot you've been looking for. The Halo 24 radar, Evo 3 touchscreen display, and AP44 autopilot are available now at your Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com.